Teresa.
Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. So, first of all, in regard to Julie's question, Julie was wondering if some of the reductions in other categories fit the reduction, I think, of the salaries. And I guess I would want to Anita's feedback on that as to whether she thought the formulas that he used made sense, so those reductions were even all around. And based upon the question that was just asked previously, there have been some cuts made. The further cuts were, I take it, they were approved by the past general manager. So those additional cuts that in staff that have not been made, who has approved those?
Okay, well, right currently there are a proposal to lay off additional people, but I think they're going to kind of hold off on that to see what our P&L looks like for the month of April, because right now we have a 26% reduction in salaries right now, currently, with the current layoff that we have.
And there is a proposal to lay off more people, and your budget is based upon those layoffs happening plus everyone else taking a 10% reduction in salary, correct?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's like up in the air. They haven't decided whether or not they're going to do additional cuts or not. So
okay.
I'm just kind of like in a holding pattern.
That's out of your hands.
Right.
Okay. So, Anita, I'm hoping you will weigh in on that. And I had one other question. Barry, did you do any extra work talking with your development director about whether there were any specific ideas for increasing revenue with your development director?
Well, the development director and the program manager were laid off effective February 1st, 2021. And
okay.
That was a significant punch to KPFK's fundraising ability. So if you look at our fund drive in February, we were averaging like a little bit over $12,000 a day in revenue on our daily average. And then when the cuts came, they laid off the development manager and the program manager, and then Annielle quit. That had a definite impact on our current fund drive for the first, like, 11 days of the fund drive for April.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's why the numbers were dismal. But as far as talking to the development manager, yes, I have talked with her. And, you know, she had mentioned that she had, like, three shows that she wanted to implement for our current fund drive, because I told her that we were struggling in our fund drive numbers. So she gave us three shows, and then she gave us a fourth show for free. And then the numbers start picking up again. So that was attributed to her.
I'm going to put myself on the stack. This is the chair.
And Julie to the stack again.
And Fred,
I want to make sure that Barry was done with his response.
And Fred to the stack again.
And I hear Fred. Okay.
And
I have Chris.
And
Sharon. I have Chris next. Okay, anyone else?
Anita,
while we can. Very good.
And
anyone else? Julie. Shall we take the roll? Anyone else? Well, Julie, I actually had you before Fred. Was that? Am I wrong there?
Oh no, I don't think you're wrong. I
okay,
wasn't
good.
Sure you
right.
heard me.
I did hear you. Yes. And let me just ask one more time. Anyone else? And then we'll go to Chris.
All right, James. I'm looking at the budget. It took me a while to find it, by the way. It ended up in a weird place in my email. But I'm going to echo and kind of elaborate on Lyndon's point. We actually had a central services formula discussion as part of the NFC, and it was basically allocated on 15% of revenues. I understand why you cut it 30%. And actually, that number probably isn't that far off, but it's for a kind of upsetting reason, I'm sure, for you as much as anybody else, and that's that the revenues of KPFK relative to the network have fallen about 30%, I believe. So I don't think those numbers are going to be that far out of line. Lyndon's concern was, okay, well, if the entire network's revenues are down 30%, and, you know, in other words, if everybody followed KPFK down on the revenue line, then the national office would be caught woefully short, having a 30% reduction from every station in accordance with the central services formula. But that's not really the case. It really is a relative difference in this particular case, and I think that number will work out okay. But I just wanted to precaution you that we did actually have a discussion about this, and there is a number that has to do with revenues for the previous quarter, and I don't believe that we've actually updated that since that thing was implemented, but we need to. So anyway, I just wanted to make the point that the central services formula is set by that motion that passed through the PMB after the 30% reduction thing took place. But I don't think your numbers are that far off, to reiterate. But there may be a slight adjustment one way or the other. Thank you. Am I still there?
James,
hello?
You are, but James isn't.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. So sorry, I was muted. I wanted to say that I'm next on the stack, but I'm going to pass because we have a good list of people who want to speak. And let's go to Julie. I'll defer my comments. Julie?
Yeah, I think I figured out the answer to my earlier question, which I had been looking at the personnel costs that were listed on line 30 and noticed that after the month of March, they dropped. But then when you look down, I figured out the reasoning, which is when you look down at the expense details, you know, lines 50-ish to 59, the difference is the severance pay item, which has a dollar amount through the month of March and then zeros after that. And so I'd falsely interpreted the drop in personnel costs to mean, okay, now the layoffs were kicking in. But that's not what you were doing at all. So what you've got is you've got dollar amounts that are equal across all the months for all of these items, with the exception of severance pay. And I presume that's because the severance pay is a separate issue and was budgeted through March, and that there you don't expect severance pay to be paid after March.
That's correct.
Thanks. I'm done.
Thank you, Julie. Fred?
Yes. I've been looking at both the latest P&L from NETA and comparing it to Barry's budget. And I'll just make a couple of observations. I noticed that actual income from the P&L is actually several hundred thousand dollars higher than in Barry's budget through March. That's without the PPP money that we received in January. Total operational expenses income is up and total operational expenses are down in the P&L compared to Barry's budget. And I'm trying to figure that out a little bit. It appears that other expenses like administrative and programming and development have been reduced in this year, because income is actually up over last year after over fiscal year FY20, but operating expenses are actually down this year. Personnel costs are actually higher than Barry had budgeted. Instead of being $120,000 a month, they're actually $188,000 a month in October, and they continue that way until February, where they start taking a drastic drop. Barry, do you have any commentary on that?
Our layoffs were in October. We laid off three people in October, and then we laid off three people as of February 1st, 2021, and an additional, my salary was cut by 50% on February 1st, too. So that was a significant drop. But you're saying that my operational expenses is higher than the actual P&L for as of March?
I'm saying the actual operational expenses are actually lower than your P&L. Except for personnel costs, which are higher.
Mm-hmm.
But total operational expenses are down.
Yeah, well, that probably attributed to maybe independent contractors probably in the first quarter of fiscal year 2021. Does this budget include that? That's probably why my number is higher, probably.
James, I'm finished.
I want to just ask if I had a little bit of difficulty hearing Barry's response to that. Did anybody else, or was that just me?
I didn't hear him. Would you repeat that, Barry?
Yeah, Fred had mentioned that the actuals for March of 2021, the operational cost is lower than my budget, and I said that it was probably attributed to some of the independent contractors that I have included in this budget. That's probably why my number is higher than what the actuals are.
Thank you.
Teresa for the
snack. Thank you, Barry. Is that Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, and let's take an additional stack. We have others before you, just to make sure you understand. Anyone else besides Teresa?
Lyndon for the stack.
Anyone else?
And Anita for the stack.
Good. Anyone else? Okay, next up is Sharon.
Okay, thanks. I just have some questions because I'm somewhat confused by just the way it was sort of laid out. So, hi, Barry. Yes, this is Sharon Adams from KPFA, and I don't think we've ever met, but let me ask you some questions. So I heard you say that KPFK has laid off eight people since October 2020, and that you have a proposal to lay off additional people. Is that an additional 12 people that you would lay off in addition to the eight that already have been laid off?
No. What's on the table now, I think, is three other people that they're considering laying off. But I don't know if that's going to go through or not. But that's what's being proposed. I think, like I told you before, I think it's on hold because we do have a 26% reduction in salaries as we speak now for the P&L as of March of 2021.
Okay, thank you. So, yeah, I was confused about that 8-12 thing that you were – okay, so thank you for clarifying that. And then I just heard you say you have a 26% reduction in salary, which I'm sure is, you know – and I heard you say that you took a cut in pay, and that's got to be difficult. And, you know, I guess Pacifica thanks you. I don't know. I mean, whatever. That's what it happened. Now, so that led to your current 26% reduction in salaries. But you also had said, so I understand there's a proposal to lay off three more people, and then there's a proposal for a 10% decrease in salaries. Would that be, like, applied across the board to all staff? That's part one. And part two is, do you have to negotiate that with the union?
That's correct. this 10% cut that I did was across the board. There was a 10% cut in August of 2020 for the management. Okay, that was implemented in August of 2020. So, this particular budget has a cut across the board, but you can't do that because you're right. You have to negotiate that with the union before you can do that. So, yeah, that you'd have to do that to try to get approval from the union before you actually did that.
So even though your budget sort of, as I understand it, your budget includes this 10% reduction in salary, but it hasn't actually been negotiated or agreed to yet.
That's correct.
Okay. That's all I had.
Okay. Thank you, Sharon. Anita.
Some observations, Barry, if I may. In looking at the gross salaries, and I'm surprised we have not talked about this before. I'd like to take time, this week, to look at your gross salaries across, because I think they either should be lower, if you will. If in fact, I realize you did three, and I think the 10% cut, I remember that. Also, you went part-time, correct? What month?
That's correct.
Okay.
February 1st.
So I'd like for Sarah, my payroll person, to kind of confirm those expenses. And also health benefits, because that dollar amount essentially, even though it's lower from prior year, I'm not sure. I'd rather look at the numbers, if I may, to come to a more reasonable number, because to me it seems like it's lower, should be lower. And then I also agree with Fred on his observation. Our numbers do not agree, so I think we probably need to update. Ours are actual, as you well know, numbers, and be happy to provide that detail for you to review. And another question that I had, again, that I think I'm 99% sure I talked to Danielle and to you. I really felt the premiums were very high. I'm assuming that $101,000 is a reduction, correct, from the budget that was?
Let me just look at that real quick. Yeah, we did reduce premiums, yeah, because that was a large expense item on our P&L. So, yes, we did reduce premiums.
And I'll send you my other list of recommendations, because I know we've spent a lot of time. I think you were definitely part of it, of some other items that I thought, like phones, that need to be looked at again in order to balance.
Yeah, we lowered our phones as much as we could, down to the bone, as far as the operational ability to handle calls, and especially during fund drives. So,
yes, and I realize
we've got nonprofit pricing for a number of our telecom vendors. So.
Okay. And then one more comment for the group that I wanted to say. I know that Lydia and Cynthia have been on calls trying to negotiate with the union, if you will. And I agree that there has to be, I think they're fairly close to some negotiations, I think, as far as staff for union.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And that's really all that I had. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Anita. I'm going to make a brief comment, and that is we are now about 36 and a half minutes into this item. And we do have quite a while to go, but that's going to take us past our time certain to conclude. So if we could possibly limit the questions, in other words, deplete the stack and come to the conclusion of the stack, that would allow us to move on to the review of the Texas corrected draft budget, and that would enable us to submit the Texas draft budget to the PMB at their June 3rd next regular meeting, and that would get one more budget off our plate and concluded. So I'm hoping that we can possibly do that with the understanding that, and perhaps, Fred, I'll put this question to you. I had asked you in the email that if you would be willing to come back to us as needed in the future for additional Q&A, because, you know, the NFC has been tasked with creating a budget for KPFK, and it's going to take a little longer for this budget than for the other budgets that were approved by their LSBs or their finance committees and then sent on to us. So first question is, Barry, would you be willing to come back to us at a future date?
Yes, sure. But when I come back, would you want to see the current number of people that have been laid off instead of the 12 that are on here?
Yes, absolutely. We'd like to see both, actually, and any other information that you could provide us that would be helpful. But just, you know, the idea that you would gladly come back is very helpful. And so just a reminder to the rest of the committee that We do want to try and get a clean approval of the KPFT budget for the next NFC meeting, for the next PMB meeting. I'm sorry. So
let me ask a question.
Who's that?
This is Barry.
Oh, go ahead, Barry.
Okay, so how much of a loss are you looking for? I mean, what would be a reasonable amount of loss at this
Barry,
game?
Barry, can we go back to that in a moment? I've got three more people on the stack, and then we'll go back to that. I appreciate you. No, I'm not trying to disrupt you. I heard another voice.
Yeah, this is Chris Corey. I have two things really quickly, if I could.
Chris, may I ask you? We have three more people existing on the stack.
I know. I want to be added to the stack. I want to be added to the stack, if possible.
All right. Would any of them qualify as a point of inquiry or a point of order?
I don't think so. I need to ask Barry a question, so I better just get on the stack.
All right, we've got three more, and then you.
Yeah, thank you.
And this is Sharon. I have one more, just one more quick question also, so I'd like to be on the stack also.
Gotcha, Sharon. Anyone else? Please not. Okay. Magic. We have Teresa next. Go ahead. Teresa?
I'm sorry.
No worry. Relax.
Barry, can you tell us, can you explain any differences between the how the March actuals compare to the budget through March and anything that you feel is, like, significant?
Let's see here. I noticed that the listener support for actuals for March, we're at $1 million right now, year to date. And I think for the budget, how much would that be? Might the budget we're at?
You're at $997,400.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think we're a little we're off for this year and compared to last year. So it is a significant, it is somewhat of a difference. We may be able to make that up in the next two fund drives, one in July. I think we do have another fund drive in August. I don't know how they're going to perform, but if history has a way of repeating itself, they've been underperforming, so I'm an optimist, so maybe we'll get there. I don't know. I think it's going to be down myself because of the pandemic. The pandemic really threw a monkey wrench in it. If you throw that in it, and if you throw the layoffs,
of key personnel that really hampered KPFK's ability to raise money for the first 11 days of the fund drive. Because we usually do promotional programming before the fund drive, and we didn't have that because we didn't have a general manager or anything like that. So, and we didn't have a program director.
I understand. So is there anything else in the actuals through March, that comparing to the budget through March, that you think is significant?
It is not that significant. I don't see any other anomalies that jump out at me. So, no, I don't see it. I'd have to look at it pretty closely. But my primary concern is that listen support line. I usually look at that all the time. So, yeah, that's what I look at. But I'll look at it in depth more.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa and Barry. Lyndon.
Yes, I have looked at the year-to-date actuals versus the budget through March. And so on the year-to-date actuals on the listener support, Barry, you're at $1.026 million, and you budgeted for $997,400. So and right. Overall, on the total revenue, you're at $1.815 versus a budget of $1,354. So you're $461,000 up. But do note that $322,000 of that is the PPP money.
Yeah.
Now, on the personnel cost, the actuals are $1.016 million, and you have budgeted $734,000. So you're over your budget by $282,000 there. And in total, on your operating expenses, I believe you're over your budget by $337,000. Income, you're $124,000 better than budgeted. But once you take...
Isn't that a good thing? That
is a good thing, except that doesn't count any central services, and it doesn't take into account the $322,000. So, you know... Basically, if you took out the PPP, which we all got, you know, so we won't do that. But if you were to have paid central services, of course, as you know, as everybody knows, you'd be in, you know, bad shape there. So
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, take a look at those actuals versus budget so far.
Okay.
Lyndon, is there more of a question there, or is that
I just wanted to clear that up. I know Fred was talking about it some, and Teresa was asking about it, and I had just done the work a little while ago, so that's
okay.
Very important stuff, I think.
I agree. Okay, we have Anita, Chris, and Sharon, and we're coming close to 5 minutes or we're not too far from our time certain, so why don't we have Anita go, and then I'm going to eventually ask for an extension of time, I guess, unless people can be very quick. Go ahead,
James,
Anita.
James, that's going to be part of my comment, by the way. That's going to be part of my comment, so I'm going to move to extend, but let's
thank
wait
you, Chris.
For me. I'll do it.
Thank you. Go ahead, Anita.
My comment was really what Lyndon just addressed. So that we need to really update this to actual and, quite frankly, and change the expenses, in particular review the personnel costs. Same thing that I said, that is a better reflection of when you incorporate the actuals, if you will. But that's my only comment. Thank you.
Oh, that was pretty good and very precise and concise. Thank you, Anita. Chris.
Lyndon actually covered my thing, too. Adjusting to actual is going to change the picture quite a bit. So we'll get to that, I'm sure.
And
I'd like to move to extend for 15.
Thank you. Any objection to extending for 15? And that would be extending the meeting, not the item, or?
Correct. The meeting.
Thank you. Any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that done. Sharon, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So, Barry, you had kind of sort of quickly asked what is an acceptable loss. So I just wanted to share that this NFC committee did approve the WBAI budget with a $100,000 a year loss. So perhaps that gives you some guidance. I don't know.
Okay.
And my question is about the severance pay, which is line 53 in the information that we have in front of us, because I'm just not understanding what's being written here, but if what you said is true, that you will potentially be laying off three or maybe four more people, wouldn't there be a severance payout that would continue? Let me see where I'm at here. Like beyond April? You know, you have it at zero after April.
Yeah, that's correct. If those layoffs were to be implemented, yes, you would see additional amount of severance there. But I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
I see. Okay, so you didn't know, so you didn't put it in there. Okay, that was my question.
Right.
That's all I have. James, I think you're on mute.
Any other questions? Sharon was the last one on the current stack. Anyone else with questions?
Yes, this is Lyndon.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
I just wanted to clarify or find out, Barry, did you the salaries dip between March and April? There's a reduction in salaries between March and April, and going out for the rest of the year. So did you reduce salaries without taking severance into account? I mean, did you do one and not the other? And should you do both?
No, the salaries were reduced based upon when the layoffs were going to happen or to incur. And then the severance, it was like a form that I used for amount of people that were being laid off. So I just allocated $80,000 there for 12 people that had been laid off. And that's not going to be in 1 month. It gets paid out like within 3 or 4 months.
But there's a reduction in payroll, a reduction in salaries that begins in April. So would they got their severance in March?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to put myself on the stack right now, and I'll take any others who might also be interested. We may be winding down on this item. Anyone else? I'll come back after I'm done and see if there's anyone else at that point. Hearing none for now, I'll go ahead with my questions. Barry, you mentioned as an explanation of the difficulties with the fund drive, the layoff of key personnel. I want to ask you, without violating anyone's privacy, if you think that the layoffs have been adverse in terms of fundraising, and in other words, have we laid off the wrong people? Are we laying off people who are key to raising the money that we need to continue, and understanding that, you know, we have a radio broadcast and digital platform that we want to spread a certain message, our mission statement to the world. And are we, to do that, we have to pay for it. And are we laying off possibly the wrong people to accomplish the goal of paying for it and staying here, being there, to do our mission as opposed to possibly not being there. Do you have any kind of, I know that's a philosophical sort of question. Do you have any answers?
Yes. I would like to say that laying off the key personnel on February the 1st with the development manager, the program manager, and when the general manager quit, that had an adverse effect on KPFK's ability to raise money during the fund drive for April. It definitely had an effect on us.
By program manager, do you mean program director?
Program director, correct, yes. Because we were a ship with no rudder for like a week and a half, or 2 weeks. Well, actually, it was like a week and a half before Mo came on. So usually when we have fund drives, we have promos that announces that we're going to have a fund drive, and that kind of gives us momentum starting the fund drive. So when you laid those people off, that had an adverse effect on the ability to raise money. I know that Chris, well, I shouldn't mention it, the development manager.
Yeah, please, don't mention names. Thank you.
Yeah. The development manager is very instrumental in raising money through her premiums, and she did very well. She really did well during our fundraising. I think the audience, the listeners, kind of turned off in the first 11 days of the fund drive because of what, you know, she got laid off. I think word got around that she had got laid off, and then the program director. I mean, he was very instrumental in coordinating our fund drives, and so he wasn't around either. So, I mean, it had to have an effect on it, because when I saw the fund drive in February, I mean, we did really well. That fund drive was pretty good. I mean, we didn't hit our target, but we were averaging a little bit under $13,000 a day, and that was pretty good. It wasn't great, but it was respectable. So, yeah. It did have an effect. And with these current cuts that they're talking about doing, it would have an additional effect on our ability to raise money, because one of the people that they keep considering cutting, he does very well in raising money during the fund drive. I'm not going to mention his name, but he does well.
I want to ask you, would that be the one individual that we have in the entire network who makes money in the overnights?
That's correct. Him, yes. He does well.
Thank you. And I'm going to ask you an additional question, and that is, the 12, we've been talking about 12 layoffs or 8 layoffs, and what are you, you know, which ones are you using? So we've had several rounds of layoffs, and each round has had an effect. And this latest round, which has not yet been completed, because I believe to some union questions and issues, how to say this? I'm trying to think of how to say this. This latest round, the last round, is it well thought out? Is it detrimental to fundraising, or is it going to benefit us in the long run? Are we? And I want to say, are we laying off the people that are making the money?
In the short term, it's going to hurt us. In the long term, it will benefit us because we'll be saving money. But in the short term, we're going to have a hit. It's going to definitely be a hit.
And how are we going to replace that? How are we going to replace that loss of that hit? We have to hire new people that will do the same thing, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know what the PMB's plan is. You definitely need a program director. I don't know.
That's good enough. Thank you. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to bring you too far beyond where you should go. I appreciate those answers. Is there anyone else who has any questions for Barry? Okay, hearing none. Barry, I'm going to say that you can go ahead home if you want, but you're welcome to stay. And we appreciate and we thank you for your participation here tonight. And We hope and thank you in advance for your anticipated future participation and cooperation with our work here. Thank you, Barry.
All right, one more question, James. The next meeting will be in June?
The next meeting is 2 weeks from tonight. Oh, no, maybe okay. 3 weeks. R. Paul, what's the next meeting? If you know.
Oh, the next meeting of this
I'm sorry
is the 8th of June. June 8th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Barry, the bottom line is here that we are going to be discussing the KPFK budget for the next meeting or two and trying to figure it all out. And your participation in helping us would be greatly appreciated.
All right. Thank you very much.
You know, perhaps we can do that without you being here by email or whatever, but it would probably help us if you were here. Thank
sure.
you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you again, Barry, and everyone who added to that conversation. So now we're going to move on to the next item, which is the review of the corrected KPFT draft budget. At our last meeting, we approved recommending that the PMB approve the KPFT budget, but we had caveats and questions. And since we did not have a PMB meeting last week, we have had the opportunity to come to this moment where we can fix all of those questions or answer the questions and caveats that we had, and then hopefully present a clean recommendation to the PNB that we approve the KPFT budget. So,
point of order,
note,
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah. I just want to remind the Chair that we have previously passed a motion regarding this. I can read it if you want.
I understand.
And so, having passed it, if we're going to pass something else that modifies that, it will require a two-thirds.
Okay. Yes.
Right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I agree. Okay. So, Anita, can you fill us in on the corrections that we had to the KPFT budget and where that all stands now?
Yes, and I did send it to everyone, so you should have it in front of you. Markeisha did respond to the questions that we had, and to my knowledge, they are corrected. If you look on the email that she sent, and of course the budget is attached, if you have an opportunity to look at that. I did review it when I received it. So, and the only thing that I think was more of a comment as opposed to the response to the email was that she was not aware of the new central service formula that is in that email also. I will make sure that she is aware of those of that new formula, if you will.
Yes. Thank you. And I understand there was, for example, line 142 and line 150, and there were a couple of columns that apparently were reversed. There were other adjustments that needed to be made in questions. Some of us expressed it as caveats, and you expressed it as a question. Are those specifically answered?
They are answered, to my knowledge, in the email or in a conversation that her and I had, Markeisha and I.
Yes, Markeisha, yeah.
So, again, I'm going to click on the budget version, if you will, that I have attached, that everyone should have. And to my knowledge, all the corrections were made.
Yes. I want to say that I'm currently watching a stopwatch to keep time and an agenda to keep place. So I'm not going to click on that to see that, but I do recall what you're speaking of.
Point of information?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Can we hear what the file name is so we make sure we all have the same one?
Yes.
Yes, let me, I'm sorry, let me back into it. It was KPFT FY 2021 Budget Revision 3, LSV.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, and be happy to answer any questions.
Can you, Anita, I know that was line, it was 142 and 150, and it was the columns that needed to be reversed. What were the other items that we needed to address?
The averages in that were wrong. She explained that.
Yes. And I saw all of that. And do you agree with her analysis of the situation?
Yes.
Good.
James, can I ask Anita a quick question?
Is that Chris? Go ahead, Chris.
Yes. Anita, when did you send that out? I had it in front of me before, and now for some reason I can't find it.
I'll be happy to send it to you again. I think I sent it again around 7 or 7:30 tonight.
Okay. Okay. I'll look for it.
Okay.
So the object here is to send a clean version to the PMB with no caveats or questions. Again, remembering that we are more than halfway through the third quarter of the year's budget that we're discussing and just attempting to shake the cobwebs off of having not done this in prior years due to circumstances beyond our control. And we're just trying to move forward and establish a pattern of doing this correctly for the future. And hopefully when we get through this, we will proceed for fiscal year 22 in a timely manner so that we will be able to have budgets before the fiscal year begins and improve our financials for donors and grantees, grantors, and anyone who wants to make a bequest. You know, hopefully just improve our situation financially, and that's what we're about. So is there any other question or comment?
R. Paul?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay, so let me look at the stuff here. So let's see. Columns I and J have been reversed and corrected.
Thank
I guess,
you.
Right?
Yes.
And
yes.
It says the interest row is not correct as of January, and that got fixed, right?
Correct.
Okay. And, okay, we did you did line 142 and 150, and budgeting for the big loan. On row 87 is fixed. Okay. I just want to say very fast that I brought this up a little bit at the last time. And I just want to say, even with a revision that we've got on here, that the major donor being $3,000 a month every month, like clockwork, really, you know. Gee, I hope it works out. I'll put it that way. All right. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that an average? I mean, it's an assumed.
No, it's 3,000.
It's a prediction.
It's three. Yeah, it's projected as 3,000. I mean, you know, it's so regular, and also it's, you know, I don't know the way it was looking for. pardon me. The way it was looking for FY I think it's 20 in here. I'm trying to skip through this thing fast. It wasn't as regular. It's just, you know.
Linden for the staff.
I know that we were told that there are these people who do it on a fairly regular basis, but I just see a regular thing like clockwork, and I'm, you know, concerned of it. In other words, if every July you get a lot and every other month you get a lot, something like that reflected would be fine, but I'm just a little concerned about the clockwork look of this. That's all.
Linden,
I appreciate that, and I want to comment, but I'll let Linden go from Texas. Go ahead, Linden.
Yeah, having done budgets for quite a few times, it's just a method of budgeting. You see, we have in fiscal year 2020, we had $35,530. You don't know when this is going to come in, so you spread it out over the time period. I mean, it's not rocket science. It's not. I cannot believe that you're fixating on that. This is just how you budget.
Yeah. May I reply?
Of course.
Yeah. Yes, of course. I've done one or two budgets too. I'm just noting that the way it is done is looking more clockwork than I'm used to seeing. All right? And there it is. So maybe it'll, as I said, maybe it'll work out that way. That's fine. The bottom line is what will count. That's it.
I would agree with that and just say perhaps that relates to what I said, which is it's an average. So, yeah, I hope
Teresa
so.
Teresa to the stack.
Julie to
Go
the
ahead.
Stack.
Was that Teresa and then Julie?
Yes.
Julie?
Sounds like
yes.
That.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I appreciate the concern. However, we have not had a general manager in a long time. I would like to be optimistic, and I appreciate your concern because people can be overly optimistic about people's generosity. And at this time, we have not been able to work with our new general manager and our development director to, in my opinion, have a specific plan for how we're going to cultivate those relationships and generate that money. I hope you'll just be patient with us and, you know, get back with me. Feel free to get back with me, whoever is our treasurer next year and whoever is the KPFT person on the national board to make sure that we're staying on top of this. Thank you.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Thank you, Teresa. Go ahead, Chris.
We're going to have to move to extend again. I'm just wondering how much you think I should extend for, James, in your opinion.
Well, I have at 10:34, but I know my computer runs fast.
It's time certain right now, so I just want to ask you how much you think you will need.
I don't think much longer, maybe 5.
Okay, I'll make it 10, if that goes.
Okay, that's fine.
I move to extend for 10 minutes.
Any objection? Hearing none, that's done. Can somebody tell me what their actual time is, because my computer is
10:31.
Off.
Right now it's 10:31.
Yeah. Thank you.
I have a question as well, James.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm looking at the right spreadsheet, but the one I'm looking at doesn't have expense on line 87, so I'm just noting that.
Okay, and I have to apologize. I think, Chris, I took you out of order. We had Julie who wanted to make a comment, and I think we passed over that.
Gosh darn it, I was going to make the same exact point that Chris just made. No, I'm being facetious about the order in which we spoke, but it is correct that there's nothing on line 87. I mean, there are not nothing. There are zeros on line 87. And so, you know, Marquisha's email to Anita says the interest expense line is correct. As far as I know it, I am not aware of any budgeted interest from the national office. And so I think this is just a little bit of a disconnect. I think maybe one of the things that we probably ought to do to start FY22 is make sure that we, you know, make all of the stations aware of the certain things that are coming, basically, you know, edicts from the PMB and or the P&O in terms of things that need to be included on the budget so that everybody gets it right. You know, same thing with the central services formula. Honestly, this budget is close enough, you know, and there are some things that are, you know, they fixed everything else we asked them to do. You know, yes, I would vastly prefer to see numbers in the interest row, but there are probably other things about this budget that are off such that maybe things will come out in the wash. I don't know, maybe it's just that I'm tired.
Anita for the SAC also.
Yes. Are you done, Julie? I think so.
Yes.
Chris Corey back to the SAC.
Thank you.
Anita.
Okay, go ahead, Anita, and then Chris.
I was just going to say I'm very tired, too. But I do remember seeing that, and I totally agree that we do have a disconnect. And again, I don't know who is really the individual who should be sharing this with the business managers. It could be me, and I have not done it in the past. But I think it would be great to perhaps talk for a second about that. And that is also true about the new central services formula, because Markeisha also was not aware of that.
Oh, that's it? I was expecting elaboration.
No.
Okay. That's good. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I agree with Anita. The central services formula is too high and the interest formula is too low. Maybe those two things would work out to the benefit of KPFT if they were both corrected. Maybe not. I think it would actually work to the benefit without, you know, without having all those numbers in front of me. I can't really say, but I think it would work out to the benefit of KPFT.
Understood. Any other comments?
I guess we could provisionally pass this. I hate to drag it out longer with the provision that we'll supply those numbers to them so that when it goes back to the their NFC that they can insert those numbers treat that as for lack of a better way of putting it, final. I don't know what the proper term would be.
Yeah,
right
so
now.
I was hoping what the term I was using was a clean. I was hoping we could present a clean KPFT budget without caveats or questions, but apparently not.
I could make those changes and we could have a clean copy.
So does that mean we need to wait for the next meeting, or I don't suppose you could do that right now. That'd be asking a lot. I appreciate.
Probably not right now, but hopefully.
Yeah,
and I'll send it out to the committee.
So,
can I ask Lyndon a quick question?
Okay, I think I heard Chris, and I think I heard Julie.
Yep.
Was that you, Julie?
It was.
Okay, and I'm going to ask our Paul, you know, how we can do this so that which is what we did last time, so that once Anita makes that addendum, we could present it to the PMB without waiting for the next NFC meeting to do that.
I don't see how. I mean, look at Roberts and read about deliberative assemblies, and I don't see how we could, you know. We can't pre-approve it that we're not actually seeing it.
Right, right, right.
So I would play it safe and, you know, you take a week or two.
I understand. Okay, Julie?
I was just going to wonder aloud if there was a way for us to, you know, pre-approve it with a vote this evening, but that basically Anita would make the changes at a decent hour. share it with the rest of us by email, and that we would, you know, waive objections or do something, you know, to kind of like affirm the vote by email of a
can
motion.
Committee,
and that can a committee do that?
I'm sorry. Paul, can committees do that by unanimous consent? I know it's a pain in the neck, but
shouldn't.
Can it actually be done?
Can it actually be done? I'd have to look that up, because really it's you're supposed to have stuff before you and you approve it. Otherwise you end up with massive fights over, oh no, it meant that.
Right.
And does it mean X or Y or Z? And then you get into massive fights. And really, in my experience, it's not been worth it. And, you know.
Even though now it might be denied, the times when it's malignant, it becomes a huge problem. I get that. Did I hear someone else?
Yeah, I just said point taken. Sorry.
Yes, Julie. Thank you. Chris?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Lyndon or somebody from KPFT when their next NFC meeting is there. Not NFC, I'm sorry, their local station board finance committee.
This is Lyndon for the STAC.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
I think it's around the 7th or 8th of next month, but this didn't come to the finance committee at all. We never saw it, so I believe this was Anita and Markeisha working together.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that clarifying moment. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So, any takeaway from that comment, Lyndon?
I think we could just wait and, you know, have those two lines or three lines corrected and pass it, you know, next time we meet.
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Yeah, I agree with Lyndon. Markeisha sent the budget in. It was the same budget that she had done last September. It didn't really come up at the Finance Committee, and she didn't send it to me to present to the Finance Committee. I believe she sent it to Anita. I wasn't sure about that, so when I got a copy of it, I sent it to Anita. So I think that we may as well just make the changes to it and just approve it in 2 weeks.
Anyone else? You're all dashing my hopes, but I agree with you. So is there a motion?
I move that Anita make the changes, call them to the attention of the business manager and the general manager at KPFT, and present it to the Finance Committee for a vote on June the 8th.
Could I make a suggestion?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Maybe what we know what wants to be done. We know it is a pre-existing motion. Maybe right now someone could give previous notice to amend what we passed last time with what will be brought in next time. And that way we'll be able to pass it with a majority vote.
That sounds like a very parliamentary solution. Teresa, would you like to either ask our Paul to make a motion, or would you care to amend your motion according to what he said?
I'm not quite understanding our Paul.
I thought that may have been the case. Our Paul, can you restate it and then perhaps offer a substitution?
Well, it doesn't matter. Somebody should just give, we don't have to pass anything, just give previous notice to amend the motion that we passed last time called regarding the KPFT FY21 budget with corrections to be made by the interim CFO.
Could you explain previous notice?
Oh, okay. As I said before, since we were talking about amending or changing the motion we'd passed last time, you can't just do that higgledy-piggledy. So it would have required a two-thirds vote this time. However, by giving previous notice and saying, hey, we're going to do this, you basically make it so it only requires a majority. Previous notice is just giving everybody a heads up. This is going to happen. We passed something some other time, and now we're going to amend or change or whatever something we did previously. And so we're going to give notice now, and at the next meeting, we're going to do it. And that's basically it.
That sounds like a plan to me. Anyone else?
Julie, I move that we amend the previous motion per the discussion we've just had about adding, you know, making those final fixes to the KPFT budget and vote on it at our June 8th meeting.
I'm going to ask if our Paul can put that into precise parliamentary language.
Well, it doesn't require a motion at this meeting. How about this? I will give previous notice to change the motion regarding the KPFT FY21 budget with correction with incorporating. That's a better word. Incorporating corrections from the interim CFO. Okay, so we'll read. The previous notice is to change the motion regarding the KPFT FY21 budget, incorporating corrections from the interim CFO.
I'm going to say that I believe we've lost all of our listening audience, but I'm having more fun than I have all night.
Really?
This is Julie. I withdraw my little fake motion in favor of R. Paul's prior notice.
Is there any objection?
Doesn't need objection. It's there.
Okay, yes,
it's
right.
Previous notice.
There you go. Okay.
Well, pardon me, Mr. Chair, but is this a substitute motion for what I thought was my motion?
As R. Paul said, go ahead, R. Paul, say it again.
It's not a motion. But,
just
I mean,
notice.
You know.
All right. Thank you.
We got it.
All right, sort of. So I believe we have exhausted our time and
hopefully there's no objection.
Our agenda. Again, R. Paul points out we don't need a vote. So I think now we are adjourned because we have run out of time.
Oh, James, I thought we just passed the agenda.
Good one.
Well, this is the way it goes. I want to thank you all for a delightful meeting and thank Anita for coming and Barry for coming. And I think we did well. And
thank
hopefully
you all.
We can move on and continue in this vein.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you all. Good night.